This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco 2017. It's the third annual edition of this event. What an honor to be here among such great liberty-minded people. We've got voluntarists, anarcho-capitalists, libertarians, and even some people arguing for regulation. I don't know what that's all about, but nonetheless, it's mostly a pretty liberty-oriented
anybody crowd. Can come. That's the kind of event it is.
Yep. And so we've been talking with all kinds of interesting folks, some of whom we've had on the show in the past, and we know they're, you know, they've always got something to say. There's always something going on, some sort of project or new project that they're working on. And Amanda Johnson is one of those folks. Amanda, welcome back on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, Ian and Mark. I'm happy to be here.
Well, it's always good to have you on. Haven't seen you in a little while. You took off from New Hampshire, and you're back out in Utah, which is, I believe, where you're from originally.
It is.
Now, what, you know, just kind of as a personal note, what made you leave New Hampshire again?
The draw to be near family became stronger than the draw to live in New Hampshire.
That's been a reason for some of the folks who've moved on. Well, we obviously hope to see you back one of these days, because the crypto community in New Hampshire just keeps getting better over time. And some people have been talking about Dash here and there as a possible replacement for Bitcoin, at least on the smaller transaction levels, given that Dash has not only has it become more popular, it's now either fourth or fifth. We just checked it was fifth, but it was fourth yesterday as far as the market cap. So it's neck and neck with Litecoin, one of the longest running alternatives to Bitcoin out there. So it's had quite a bit of a jump up. There are some pretty serious critics, though. We just talked to Tone Vase a few moments ago, and he is definitely not a fan of Dash, but you are, and you've kind of thrown quite a bit of weight behind the currency. It's something that you are talking about regularly on a show that you're doing now once a week.
You've got a lot of weight for a 100-pound woman, I'll tell you.
Well, thank you, Mark.
So you're doing a show. It's about Dash. What's it called?
It's called Dash Detailed. We publish every Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time on YouTube.
What was it that turned you on to this altcoin of the, you know, hundreds of them out there? Why Dash?
Well, I've looked pretty extensively into the what I would call fundamentals of the top 10 to 15 cryptocurrencies. I would say that fundamentals to me would be one part governance in terms of who gets to make the decisions, how, when, and why, and one part incentives in terms of who is getting paid from the block reward, how, when, and why. And in my estimation, the strongest governance and the best incentives were found in Dash. And so that is why I stopped my show, The Daily Decrypt, and eventually found a way to get paid directly from Dash's blockchain to make the show Dash Detailed, to spread the information that I had found to be pretty intriguing to other people.
So with Dash, what are some of the things that make it unique compared to, let's say, Bitcoin or some of the others out there?
Sure. So I see Bitcoin as an excellent foundation. And in fact, Bitcoin is Dash's foundation. Our code base is that of Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. But like a foundation, in order to be useful as a building, a foundation needs to be built up into much more things in order to become a full, useful building. And that is where Dash is going. I wouldn't even say that we're there now. In fact, I'll speak a lot about this on Tuesday during Cryptopulco, in that currently, to use cryptocurrency, you have to have a general familiarity with public-private key cryptography. You have to have a general comfort of using not very user-friendly wallets in order to be able to responsibly and safely be your own bank. And all of these sorts of things that the average person is absolutely not currently comfortable with and is likely not going to be comfortable with ever. So what we're moving toward in Dash is essentially a re-architecture of cryptocurrency that will allow it to, at the very protocol level, not using a Dash bank, but keeping your own private keys, it will feel like PayPal or it will feel like Venmo, and we'll be launching it this year, 2017. It's called Evolution.
What? Okay, so does that mean that Dash is going to have an official app? What does that exactly translate to for using it?
Sure. You know what I mean? So we will be offering what's been called the world's first decentralized API. Now, with our API, anybody who develops for the web or anybody who develops mobile apps will be able to offer an Evolution wallet. And with that Evolution wallet, any Dash user with just a username and password can talk directly back and forth with the Dash blockchain. The way that that's possible is this decentralized API calls up a quorum of Dash's masternodes so that you can send and receive Dash directly using this decentralized API while you maintain your private keys. Now, that's a lot of technical jargon.
It sure is.
Yeah,
it's
jargon.
A lot of technical jargon. So let me just walk you through the user experience. With a Evolution wallet, you choose whatever web... it won't be... Okay, for example, if you have a Mycelium wallet, a lot of people know Mycelium.
Yep, I have that one.
Yeah, because it's an easy-to-use wallet. Your username and password for Mycelium, you cannot log in to Bread Wallet or Coinbase or any other popular Bitcoin wallet with that username and password because they're all wallet-specific.
Yep.
It will not be the case with Dash Evolution. The same username and password will log you into any
wallet.
Dash okay. Evolution wallet. And that's
so you'll be on the network with your username and password.
Yes, you'll be on the network with your username and password. And once you log into your Dash Evolution wallet, the user interface is going to look not at all unlike standard online banking.
Okay.
Which is to say, no more cryptographic addresses.
Those are confusing.
But usernames. Which is to say, a standard savings account that pays interest. I see in your eyes right now, you're wondering, how could the Dash Network possibly pay you interest on your savings?
They're already doing that, right? I mean, they have the masternodes. They're making interest, aren't they?
And that's exactly how we would do it for the end user. Mm. We want to remove the barrier to entry to earning masternode interest. See, currently, to run a masternode, it requires a collateral of 1,000 Dash.
Right.
We want to make sure that someone is invested in the outcome of their votes in order for them to be able to be a masternode, because the masternode votes decide everything on our network. And so what we will do to be able to make it so that anybody can earn a portion of masternode payouts is that if you put your Dash in a savings account, a secondary private key gets generated as collateral that can then be spun up by some tech guy, whomever wants to, can be then spun up into a masternode. And then you receive your proportion of that masternode payout.
Now, based on how much you've gotten in the wallet.
Precisely.
I see.
So I've just explained to you the technical side, but on the user end, all they know is that
It's a bank account that gets interest.
It's a bank account that gets interest.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that easy.
That's
with your recorded transactions, so that's really convenient. It's nice to be able to look back at the end of the month and say, oh, we did this, this, and this with that one, that. Because many times with my Bitcoin wallet, I'll see this address, and you know, it's just a bunch of numbers and letters and that sort of thing. I can't remember what it was for, but with a username associated with it, I'll at least, bing, remember.
Now, I presume the interest is coming from the mining that's going on with Dash. Is that right?
So you're probably saying mining because in pretty much every cryptocurrency besides Dash, the newly created coins, that is to say the block reward, is paid entirely to miners.
Right.
Whereas in Dash, we don't do that because we recognize that we need to hire more than just miners for our network to function at optimum capacity. So we pay 45% of our block reward to miners.
Mm-hmm.
We pay 45% of our block reward to masternodes. And that leaves 10% of what we call our treasury. Now, the treasury is what funds Dash Detailed. The treasury is
my show.
The treasury is what funds our core developers. The treasury is what funded our sponsorship of the North American Bitcoin Conference in Miami last month. The treasury can go to fund whatever the masternodes vote it to fund.
continue here, if you don't mind. We'll stick around for another segment with Amanda Johnson. So the we're talking about this new evolution of Dash that's coming down the road sometime this year, you said?
Yes, sir.
We'll continue. Amanda Johnson's with us. Her website, well, it's a YouTube channel, youtube.com/dash.org. We'll continue. It's Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-956-9829. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. We're at the North Pole. Mexico, third annual version here. Amanda Johnson is with us. And Amanda, have you been to one of these events before in Acapulco?
This is my first.
Me too. Mark, this is his second. And wow, what a great event to attend the first time. I mean, incredible location. Have you been down to Mexico? You've been to Mexico. You guys lived in Mexico for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Is this pretty different here compared to where you live? Where were you guys at?
We were just a handful of miles from here,
really?
So we're sort of familiar with the area.
Okay, cool. And hablas español?
Un poco.
Okay. Yeah, all I really needed was un poco, a little bit, to kind of get things done here. The people have been so accommodating, so nice. It's just been fantastic. So go to anarcapulco.com and check out more about this great event. And I know that Doug Scribner, who we've had on a number of times, is running the sound and the video. And so presumably there's going to be some video footage coming out of this. They don't have studio or the room B set for video, but the main stage is
where you were
set for video. That's correct.
Apparently, you're part of the riffraff.
Yep, it's okay. I'm used to it. So, Amanda Johnson is here with us. She is the host of Dash Detailed, a YouTube channel and show at youtube.com/dash org. You got into this, what, about a year and a half? How long has it been since you've been pretty firm into the Dash community?
I would say just less than a year ago.
Less than a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you did a lot of research, you dug into it, you thought, this is pretty special. There's this thing going on where people are, the masternodes, as you describe them, are voting on what to do with this currency, how to move it forward into the future. And you told me off the air that there are 4,400 masternodes, but we don't know how many people have those 4,400. So meaning that one person might have 10, another person might have one, and so on. So there's no way to really determine that.
Just like with all cryptocurrencies, you don't know who owns which nodes.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
But we do know maybe who some of the programmers are of Dash, at least the most visible ones. Are there some names involved in this?
Certainly. Yeah. They actually have to apply for the job. At Dash, we want to make sure that our programmers, we believe that the programmers work for the stakeholders. And so we want to offer them an incentive. If we want them to work for Dash, we certainly believe that we should be paying them for that work.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things the Treasury funds, as I had mentioned, is our developers. And so that's a revocable role. If Dash's developers ever stopped delivering, we could vote to eliminate their salary and then to hire another team of developers.
Those that don't know, Dash is a competitor to Bitcoin. It was actually based on Bitcoin, but it's been modified since then. It's another one of the many, many cryptocurrencies, one of the top five right now. I mean, how many votes are you having to deal with every week? I mean, is this a common thing? Is there a bunch of votes all the time, or is it like two a month?
Sure.
What's it like?
So the voting cycle is monthly, which is to say that roughly once a month, we have a block that generates up to 10% of our block reward, which at this time is up to 6,950 Dash approximately. So throughout the month preceding that particular block, anybody can put a proposal into the Dash network for funding. And it could be for anything. Not only development, as I had said, my YouTube show is funded this way. We have funded meetups this way.
Does your YouTube show put in its proposal every month? Or do you, just have sort of some ongoing proposal?
That's a great question, Mark. So when a proposal is put in, it can be what is called a multi-month proposal. Dash Detailed's most recent Treasury proposal was for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that for the next 3 months, as long as a deluge of no votes don't come in, as long as it remains 10% more yes than no's, the blockchain will automatically pay us for the next 3 months,
okay.
Once a month.
Okay.
It's fascinating. I mean, it's very, very, it sounds very, very different from any of the cryptos that that I've ever heard about.
It is. And that is because I would call our lead developer, he's what I call a unicorn, which is he's a person who is both a top programmer, but also understands economics.
Hmm. So he's kind of a visionary as well for the whole thing.
Yes.
So one of the sort of disputes with Dash is that it is not sufficiently decentralized.
With the masternodes. The claim is that that's some level of centralization and that there's danger involved in that.
The main concern appears to be around centralization. I just wanted to address that.
So I truly have no idea what basis those claims would come from. I've seen no evidence that there is some large secret that I know people who have masternodes, and they are more than 10 who I know personally, whose faces I have seen. What's more, you log on to the Dash Slack, go into our support channel, see how many new and different people are asking for tech support on their masternode, and you will see that if there were some grand conspiracy that one person owned some supermajority of Dash's masternodes, that person must be employing a team of 50 to impersonate different masternode owners and put forth this sort of grand illusion. And there's no basis in reality for that claim.
What about the claim that the masternodes aren't doing anything for the money that they're earning? That it's just somebody putting up 1,000 Dash, they lock down the 1,000 Dash, and then they're just making money on having money. Are they doing something besides voting on proposals? What's the masternode actually do, if anything?
Sure. So the masternode software, in addition to requiring that you have 1,000 Dash to run it, it performs three functions. One, of course, it runs a full copy of the blockchain, making it a full node. Mm-hmm. Two, it performs the mixing functionality required for private send,
okay,
to give our users privacy of their transactions if they want it. And three, it makes itself available for what's called instant send quorums, which is to say it provides the locks on Dash inputs, making a transaction instantly confirmed, meaning it cannot be double spent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you're asking about, Ian, is do we yet have proof of service, which is to say a full implementation proving that each and every masternode is performing all of these functions? No, we don't have a full proof of service implementation yet. One reason being, if you look at our network, if you analyze the masternodes, you will see that none or almost none, actually it might be none. The last time I asked one of our network engineers, he said that masternodes not performing these duties was not even an issue. And that's not surprising, because each of these masternodes has currently $25,000 worth of Dash locked into it. Do you think that he wants to make our network less good, less available?
Less reliable.
This is his investment, for heaven's sake. So firstly, we have no problem with masternodes not performing their functions. But if ever we did, we are in the position to create a full proof of service implementation, which would allow us to kick any masternodes off the network who were not performing all of their duties.
It's fascinating to watch as this develops. Amanda Johnson from Dash Detail. She's over at youtube.com/dash.org. Thanks for fielding those questions, and I'm sure we'll have you back.
Thank you, Ian and Mark.
We're here at Anarcho Polco. More coming up.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Anarchapulco 2017. It's the third annual edition of this event. My first time. I'm enjoying it. It's day number two, where we're in this media room with, you know, arguably the best kind of studio that we've ever had on a remote. and what I mean by that is they've actually constructed wooden walls to surround where we are. There's other shows in the same room, so in order to, I guess, restrict the sound as much as possible, we've kind of got a little booth, like a studio booth, and we've never had anything like that before. On the other hand, nobody can see us, so we're kind of off in a different room where, you know, the average person who's attending this event, and there are hundreds of people here, you know, we have to walk around in order to actually be seen.
Yeah.
They don't actually, the odds are most people will not even know that we're here doing the show.
Yeah, I gotta go get my guests, and I went and got one.
Yes, indeed you did. Before we get to him, I do want to just welcome our brand newest affiliate, KPEL. It's a big FM talk station in Lafayette, Louisiana.
Sweet.
Huge signal, 42,000 watts on FM. They're joining us for Saturday and Sunday nights, so welcome aboard to everyone in Lafayette. This particular show and last night's show, the next couple that we're going to do, are very different from your typical Free Talk Live shows. Normally, it's open phones every single night here. In this case, we don't have open phones because we're actually recording interviews at the Anarchapulco event. Usually we don't do any interviews on Free Talk Live, and we just take open phone calls every single night. So welcome to the program. If you're new to us, they're listening in Lafayette on KPEL. Next weekend, you'll be able to call in openly and talk about anything you want to discuss. So our next special guest is kind of a surprise, I have to say. He's Matt Phillips, the president of the Free State Project. You used to be the new president of the Free State Project. You've been on the job for about a year now.
Yes, just about a year.
So welcome back to Free Talk Live. Have we had you on in the past?
I've been on, but I was on before a couple of times, actually, for Porkfest.
So the Free State Project.
Porkfest, we got that plan for this year?
Yeah, we got we have a really, I'm really excited. We're going to have next week, we're going to be announcing our headliner, keynote speaker. Really excited about it. I think it's going to be a good, everyone's going to be able to be excited about it.
Okay.
June 21st through 24th. We're doing a little shorter program this year. It's Wednesday through Saturday.
Mm-hmm. It used to be like that.
It used to be like that, and then we extended it to a week, but a week really bumps up the cost a lot, both for us and for all the attendees,
okay.
Because Rogers basically required a week minimum campsite reservation, which really bumps up the cost for everybody, especially mm-hmm. if you're only coming for a couple of days.
Now, I suspect a lot of people are going to come beforehand anyway.
Already people are already reserving their spots for, you know, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday beforehand, so it'll be a little unstructured like it used to be in the old days.
So we didn't make it to the last Porkfest. What was the attendance like?
It was about the same as the year before, and which was a little bit above the year before that. But it was right around 1,500.
Okay, great.
Because
we never get the numbers. We always would ask during the event, but it's just, you know, it's so chaotic.
I wish that we had the resources to have so many staff members that I could have an up to the minute count, whatever. But a lot of it is sort of after the event. We take a little break and then, you know, go through the books and count.
Debrief.
So now, are you speaking at this event?
No, I'm not actually. I'm just attending.
So I was the only one who got to pitch New
Hampshire. You were, and I'm sad that I missed it. But I heard from several people that you absolutely did a great job, which is hardly too surprising, given that you've been doing this for a long time.
There's so much to say. I mean, I only had an hour, 50 minutes. We actually went overtime.
You had 40 minutes, and you stayed in the room for an hour and 10 minutes while I was trying to get interviews done, because that's all you want to talk about is New Hampshire.
Well, I mean, there were a lot of questions. I mean,
there were
people
were very interested.
A half-hour-long speech where I kind of condensed the 101 reasons and just basically winged it. I came up with like 10 categories of why people should move to New Hampshire and just kind of winged it from there.
What are those categories?
I don't know. I don't have the notes in front of me. there's a lot of different reasons. Political successes, of course. We've just had constitutional carry, which is,
amazing. Yeah.
A political term for being able to carry a gun concealed without having to ask anyone's permission from the government to do so.
And apparently,
passed this week.
And apparently, it's the cleanest con carry law in the country.
As in, it's simple, easy.
It's
to
simple. There's no age restriction. Of the other, I think, 11 states that have it, they've got various caveats and addenda. But then also, like, Vermont has never had a law for that, but they also don't issue permits at all. So if you're a gun owner and you want to go to another state and be able to carry from Vermont, you can.
You have to get a New Hampshire carry license.
So you can come to New Hampshire, you can get voluntarily if you want to.
Yep.
You can get the permit, you can go to other states where we have reciprocity, which is 20-some-odd states.
And it's 10 bucks for that.
At 10 bucks, 2 weeks, local police station, and also part of the law that just passed was they took out the suitability clause.
Yeah.
That's
a big deal.
Yeah, so the police cannot deny you one of those voluntary permits based on whatever criteria they were using.
And they were doing that. Derek J. Freeman was denied because he was an activist, basically because he was a critic of the police.
Right.
I was also denied because I was under an active drug investigation by the county attorneys.
Which, of course, they can keep you under for the rest
forever.
Of your life.
Yeah. Right. Sorry, bud. You're always under investigation.
There was another woman who's an activist for gun rights and also for education who was also denied for unknown reasons.
Right.
And that was the original. I mean, that was how we got all these gun laws in the first place, was they wanted to discriminate against, you know, based on race or gender or whatever.
Political belief.
Or power or whatever. So that's definitely a big step in the right direction.
Yeah, that's definitely a feather in New Hampshire's cap, and hopefully will persuade more people to come here. Although,
what about the marijuana?
Well, it's funny because
getting closer.
We probably all have this experience, right? It's like, well, I couldn't possibly move to New Hampshire because you don't have constitutional carry. It's like, okay, well, we have that now.
Okay.
Oh, but now I couldn't possibly move to New Hampshire until you have marijuana decriminalization.
Right.
Well, that's in the pipeline, and that should be happening in the next few months.
Well, the fact is, we want the people who are willing to work
right.
towards
if you want
right,
freedom,
freedom
given to you on a silver platter, I understand.
Please wait.
Yeah.
But in fact, maybe don't even come at all.
We're not going to. I mean, if they've got excuse after excuse after excuse, obviously other things are more important to them, and that's fine.
Right.
You know, everybody's got their own.
Well, like the weather, right? Although it's, 65 degrees there now?
Is it right now?
Yesterday it was, yeah.
Courtesy of global warming, right? Yeah. I mean, whatever.
That was actually my final point in my presentation yesterday was, it's cold. That's the reason why you should move to New Hampshire, because the weather keeps out the fair weather activists. It keeps out the people who are just going to, you know, do nothing, basically, that they're not really that dedicated to the ideas of liberty. And it also encourages the statists to leave, as far as I'm concerned, because, you know, once liberty-minded people continue to have the successes that we've been having in New Hampshire, whether it's getting elected and rolling back bad laws or stopping new bad laws from passing, at some point, I remember specifically one lady who used to live in your town as a great example. I forget what her name was.
Pam Martins.
Pam Martins. This woman used to write anti-liberty, kind of anti-free stater articles for Counterpunch, the website. She lived in Markstown, and she is gone. She
left
the state. And she's not the only one. I remember the guy who, in Keene, the cup guy from years ago, who assaulted Sam Dodson with a cup of coffee. And, he hated the liberty activists. He's gone.
He moved.
Well, they're going to leave over time.
Yeah, and I think also, there's people who like warm weather, and they can go to Southern California or Florida or places like that. And then there's people who actually enjoy the seasons. They enjoy snow sports. They enjoy the mix of being able to ski in the winter and then go to the beach or the lake during the summer and have that different range of experiences. There's a lot of outdoor activities that you can do in New Hampshire.
And we have airplanes, right? Like if the heater in your house isn't good enough to handle the cold, you can also fly down to Florida for a couple of weeks and then come back. I mean, there's all kinds of
options. We're down here in Mexico for this really cool conference right. that I'm excited to check out. It's also my first time. And it's a great little break. And, welcome to the modern world.
There are so many different reasons that liberty-minded people should move to New Hampshire. Of course, a great video that promotes 101 of those reasons is 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. Great documentary film, only an hour long. You can go and see it for free at 101reasonsfilm.com. Matt Phillips, thanks for joining us from the Free State Project.
Thanks for having me.
We'll come up from Ann Arbor, Polk.
Back to the program in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-984-5648. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-984-5648. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-984-5648. Call now for details. 1-800-984-5648.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at Anarchapulco 2017, third annual edition of this event, talking with, as usual, when we're at live events like this, we talk with the speakers, we talk with the movers, the shakers in the libertarian movement, and this particular event has a whole bunch of them. I mean, there are some big players here, no doubt about it. We have a special guest with us here, Amanda Rockwitz. And I got to admit, Amanda, I'm new to you. but you had a great, audience reaction, you know, on stage in there. You just literally came off the stage a few moments ago. Welcome mm-hmm. to Free Talk Live.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah. And is this your first Anarchapulco?
Actually, it is my second. Excellent. I was here last year, and I did do a speech.
So what was your speech about this time around? And then we'll talk more about, you know, what you do.
Okay. My speech this time was actually titled Humans Versus Robots, What the State Stole and How We Get It Back. And I basically discuss how the state used the schooling and indoctrination system to rob us of our core, of our personhood. A lot of people know that they dumb us down and they create people that cannot think logically, cannot rationalize and defend their beliefs, and cannot continue in a linear progression of thought at all. So they cannot determine reality from unreality. But what I addressed today was how they attempt to actually rob us of the very thing that makes us human, which is direct firsthand experience of reality and autonomy. And then I discussed how we get that back, but I also addressed some symptoms that a lot of people don't realize are symptoms of that. Things that are relatively new in human society in the first world that people don't realize are symptoms of what the state has done to us.
So,
and
like what?
I named some very specific things: chronic anxiety, depression. Yeah. Boredom.
I always wondered about people in third world countries and depression. I mean, I imagine that no one puts up with depression, if there is such a thing in third world countries, and I'm going to presume there is, let's say, that nobody would put up with it. Be like, get your butt out, we're going to starve.
Right. There isn't enough time to do things, and the thing that there isn't enough time to consider to be bored. There isn't enough time to be sitting around feeling the lack of self, because the state has stolen that, so you don't have any time to feel anxiety. and you don't have any opportunity to be basically feeling like there's no reason to live or do anything because you're busy doing things. You're busy learning. You're busy studying. You're busy being a autonomous self-teaching person. Now, you might live in a less luxurious way, but those people in some ways are freer than we are simply because they are out in the world. They're out functioning. They're out self-teaching. They're learning from their communities, their family, and from their trades. And we have a lot of human beings who are simply stagnant lumps on couches that are passively being entertained and not actually developing themselves at all.
Absolutely. I mean, you see so many people these days lost in their devices, especially young people. They're constantly scrolling on Facebook, on their phones, and it just seems like so much is lost there.
It is. And that's specifically what I talked about today, was that the sociopaths who want to rule the world are people who want to control others, but they don't want to do the dirty work. They don't want to be the burglar that goes and robs someone directly because that's messy. Somebody might defend themselves and kill them. They need to have layers between them and the people they're ruling, and that takes time. You have to be able to leech off of people and convince them to give up their hard-earned money to you, and then convince them not to see that you're really violating their free will. You have to convince them that you're their protector. And the only way that you can do that and that you can get them to respond only to external data and stimuli is to remove their ability to determine anything themselves in reality, to determine truth from untruth, right from wrong. You have to remove their ability or even their desire to get direct experience. So you have to destroy the will, destroy curiosity, destroy their desire to question. Then they don't learn, they don't develop, and they only respond to external input.
And government schools do all of those things that you're talking about.
Exactly, which is what I'm pointing out. State uses, and I quoted John Taylor Gatto quite a few times, and you are probably familiar with him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I quoted him several times and talked about who he was and recommended his works because they were huge for me in waking me up to, you know, why I was seeing a lot of what I was seeing in the world around me, why people were the way they were. And I realized that people were completely had lost a sense of self. They've been told and trained to believe there's no reason to question and learn anything. Humans have it all figured out. Experts have all the answers. Everything you learn secondhand. Mm-hmm. And we tell you everything you need to know. And then they're constantly told no, 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 no. You need to ask before you go to the bathroom.
Right.
You need to ask before you do anything. And so it actually comes to the point where the free will actually hurts. It hurts to even have free will because every time you have a desire, it's smashed. And so people stop believing there's any reason to have desires, stop believing there's any reason to learn, any reason to do anything. That creates depression, anxiety, boredom.
Now, I went to both private schools and public schools, and we currently unschool my son.
Okay.
I didn't find that public school, other than doing a better job of educating, I was on the dean's list in eighth grade. By ninth grade, I had two failing grades when I had switched over to the public school. But other than sort of a quality education, I didn't feel like the private school was any better than the public school. It was just it was better, you know, as far as education, but it wasn't any better as far as freedom or any of these, you know, thinking. All the indoctrination was there and it was in place. And I would presume that most private schools are lesser or greater, the same as that. And then that there's probably a handful, perhaps Sudbury Education or something like that, that break the mold. But the vast majority of people that just go to these, welfare, or these babysitting centers, because that's what it is. I mean, I don't think that kids learn very many hours out of the day. I think that there's just a couple few hours out of the day that they learn, and the rest of the time is essentially sit down, read something you're never going to remember, just shut up. And it's babysitting. I mean, and recess is, you know, obviously a great time, probably more learned there than anything else.
Yeah, and I one of the things that I point out to people, I think a lot of people get focused on the what that the state is teaching kids in school. They go, oh, look at the Common Core, look at the curriculum. And I say, the damage is not nearly about the what they're being told. The damage is being done in the fact that they're there and the structure they're in.
Obedience training.
Exactly. And there's also something absolutely damaging to the subconscious about putting yourself through compartmentalizing all of reality into categories and then training yourself to just interrupt anything you're focused on or learning about every 45 minutes with a bell. They turn all the children into Pavlov's dogs. Mm-hmm. So it's just a response. And what happens is that constantly breaks focus. You can't develop a craft or become an artisan or become a, you know, really skilled at something if you are constantly having your focus broken, because you're that's training your subconscious to have a pattern. And then YouTube and media does it even more so with the style in which they edit everything. Everything is spliced, short clips, you know, 5 minutes, 5 second clips, you know, all pushed together. Nobody has to watch a continuous stream of, you know, conversing with somebody. So the attention span drops. And then that communicates on a subconscious level. There's nothing worth paying attention to for very long. There's nothing worth finishing. Anything worth doing is also worth throwing out the window if a bell rings. That's really dangerous.
Mark was in prison for a few years, and they had a bell there too, didn't they?
Yeah, it happened all the time, you know, announcements. There's a lot of similarities between prisons and schools.
Yeah, now the schools are decloaking, because now you've got, you know, big metal fences up over around them. But that wasn't even around the school I was in, and I'm not that old. I'm 30 this year.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't even around my school, and I went back to the same school years later, and there's a fence around the whole thing now that wasn't there before.
That's creepy.
It is very creepy.
Barbed wire at the top.
Not yet, but I feel like we're not far off from that. It's getting to the point of being pretty bad. So I really try to help people see that it's the problem that you're sectioning the child off from reality. You're sectioning them off from community. The real world is out there. The economic exchange, family relationships, humanity, that's out there. It's not in this little, you know, closed off babysitting center, as you said, you know, and that's not natural. The whole grades divided by grades,
right.
Class, all of that.
Yeah, we've talked about that on the show where, that you mentioned Sudbury School. That's one of the few places where they actually have all of the students in together in all of the different age ranges, so the older students can help the younger ones learn, and, you know, vice versa. So, I mean, that, to me, is a huge change for kind of the what people expect from schooling. And then, of course, you've got unschooling where, you know, it's child-directed learning, which is very exciting. I imagine you're familiar with all of those things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I have a 7-year-old son who, for the first part of his life, I was attempting to unschool. And unfortunately, the situation he's in right now is that he's in school, and I don't have as much direct control over that as I would like, just because of the whole split parenting thing. But for the first 7 years of his life, he had no concept of school. And I actually have noticed that kids who get the early stages of life, the early years in, where they don't have that, it can be very important. It can actually help them have something to go back to and refer to in their brains when they see something that feels wrong and it feels uncomfortable in the schooling system. They have a memory of referring back to what freedom felt and looked like. He also has me, and I have I have custody of him, and I have him part of the time, all the time, and I can be the balance in his life and remind him where the sanity is and to challenge things. And that he doesn't.
And to hold that thought, I'm sorry to interrupt, but can you stick with us for another segment here?
Absolutely,
right,
I can.
With Amanda Rockwitz from Anarcho-Polco 27.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.